Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. A little bit on GPSA today with Congressman Frank Lucas after this.
Check out the 2011 models of the official vehicles of the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th, 10th, and 11th. You'll see the complete Chevrolet and GMC lines, including commercial trucks and Arctic Cat ATVs that'll knock your socks off. All that and the latest products and services for your row crop, small grain, or livestock operation. Browse expanded hay, spray and power equipment exhibits. Be sure to test drive and register to win a Hustler Sport Mower. It's all free, so you be sure to go. You'll have a great time.
The sounds of motherhood. Sometimes they're not what you expect. Smoking during pregnancy increases the chance that your baby will be born too small, too soon to be healthy, or will die from sudden infant death syndrome. Talk to your doctor and call the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline at 1-800-QUIT-NOW to sign up for the free pregnancy program. You'll take your first step to being smoke-free and keeping your baby safe and sound.
The public comment period has ended. USDA now in the process of wading through thousands of public comments they received during the comment period on the so-called GPSA rule that will change the way we market livestock in this country if they finalize it and put it into effectively law. According to the new chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, that could be bad news. Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas talked about the so-called GPSA marketing rule with Kevin Oxner of the Cattleman to Cattleman TV show this past Tuesday evening, live from our nation's capital.
I think the way this is put together, it will have a tremendously devastating impact on us. But I'll have to tell you up front, this is a set of rules that basically the Department of Ag in D.C. wanted in the three previous farm bills. Congress wouldn't give them the authority. It's a set of rules that they tried to go through the courts to force implementation on, and half a dozen court cases ruled against them. So if you can't get the elected officials to do it, if you can't get the courts to implement it, then you use the rulemaking process, and that's where we are right now. We had a hearing back in July in the Livestock Subcommittee where, in a very bipartisan way, we attempted to get the administration and USDA's attention. Don't do this. They've gone forward anyway, and they're continuing that process. Now, will it ultimately wind up being a court case by somebody like the NCBA? Will we be in a position in the spring to try and overturn something? We're going to have to play this hand out. But the GPSA rule is contrary to the will of Congress, contrary to the opinion of the courts in past cases. I just don't think it's good for us.
Talking GPSA, the chairman-elect of the House Agriculture Committee for the next Congress, starting January, Oklahoma lawmaker Frank Lucas. Now, the steering committee has officially made him the chairman-elect now, and first group that came out with a quick statement praising that choice was the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and their Vice President for Governmental Affairs, Colin Woodall. Mr. Woodall says, "We're optimistic about the 112th Congress for a whole host of reasons, specifically our confidence in Representative Frank Lucas of Oklahoma to represent the interest of rural America and those who provide safe and affordable beef for a growing global population gives us reason to expect common sense reform to many misguided decisions this administration has put forth. Under the leadership of Representative Lucas, we expect the Environmental Protection Agency, USDA's GPSA, and other departments within the administration to be held accountable for regulations that will stymie the success of innovative and creative cattle producers who are the very best stewards of the land." You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, December 11th, and the 29th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition. It begins at noon at the Durant Livestock Auction, Durant, Oklahoma, selling 100 hand-selected limousine and limplex bulls. You can see the catalog online at AmericanCattleServices.com and view the offering and bid online at DVAuction.com. Don't miss the 29th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale coming up Saturday, December 11th in Durant, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.